Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. Welcome everyone. Welcome everyone. We have an exciting show for you today. Because as a matter of fact, we're going to have on some special guests today. So, but there's always so much to share, so much to learn, and you know, just grateful for the Jewel Network having been created in order for us to get this opportunity to share the nutrition that we need in order for us to be able to evolve in the way that we are supposed to. So today's topic is how nature and the brain are one, and learn how utilizing nature can aid you in releasing blocks that may be holding you back. Yes, utilizing nature that can aid you in releasing some of the blocks. And boy, like I said, we have some special guests that are coming on today. So you're definitely going to hear some highly expansive information, probably information that you haven't even received before, because which just really brings me to the first thing that I wanted to address on our show is about how the nature and the brain are one. Okay, so first of all, the first thing is that the reason why many of us are not aware of the fact that we are, that the nature and the brain are one, is basically it has to do with the way that we have been educated, the way that we've been informed. And I've been a practitioner for well over 20 years now, and I have to tell you, there are some things that I'm just now learning today that I should have learned decades ago. Seriously, that I should have learned decades ago. And one of the things is the fact that the human body, and the human body, 50% of the DNA of human DNA is actually plant DNA. We are 50% plant DNA. Did you get that? Okay, our cellular makeup, okay, is 50%. So when you look at plants, you know, this is why, you know, this is a big part of the reason why we actually need to eat plants, right? It's not just about how plants are nutritious, but, you know, you're really feeding parts of yourselves that actually need this information. And you know, again, as far as our education has gone, you know, we really just never got this. And even in the schools today, they're not teaching this. And it is so important that we actually understand that we are 50% plant DNA. So even when you look at a plant cell and you look at an animal cell, they are almost identical. When you look at a plant cell and an animal cell, they are almost identical. The only difference really, I mean, one of the biggest differences is what we call, it's just the cellular membrane. But when you look at everything that's inside a human cell, right, an animal cell or a plant cell, you know, sometimes people actually get confused. They actually have to look twice at what they're looking at because the similarities are amazing, you know, and there's no coincidence when they are talking about talk to your plants, you know, talk to, and what you say to your plants really does make a big difference on how your plants will evolve. You know, my mother, who, you know, I just always found it amazing that she would be up at like 5 o'clock in the morning out in the backyard. She would have her hands in the dirt. You know, just, it was just so amazing. And the relationship that she has built with the plants has really played a role in how her body and how her health has absolutely evolved. You know, I was not the one born with the green thumb. Okay. I mean, I love plants. They're beautiful. You know, I understand my relationship with them today, you know, but it was, that was definitely an aspect of my mother's divine purpose to have her hands in the dirt, literally like in the dirt and in the soil. Okay. Actually, the truth is it's not even soil. It's stardust. Okay. But you're going to have to come back for another show on that one. So it's really stardust. It's not dirt. It's not soil. It's really stardust. But this is what my mother has always had her hands in at 5 a.m., okay? And if you ever study with us the Law of Time, it's actually the first watch. It's also known as the first watch. And I definitely say come study with us to learn the truth about time, because this is really about the true order of time. But again, just to share that we really are one with nature. And when you look outside, you know, if you really do look at how we are made up, and if you ever study again the difference, you will definitely see the similarities. And one thing that was just so profound for me is when I started studying here at the Jewell University of Immortal Sciences, and I took a class called Think Like a Neuron with Dr. Jewell Pulgrim. And she had, you know, I don't want to give it away, okay, but, you know, we started to look at these neurons, and she gave us an assignment, and there was these images on this paper, like I said, I don't want to give it away, but there were these neurons, and you know what they look like? Trees. I was just completely blown away, and, you know, now, let me rewind a moment here, Even prior to that, I had a conversation with Dr. Jewell. This is probably going back to 2017. Yes, 2017. I was going through an evolution, and Dr. Jewell said, you know, she did say to me, she said, trees and neurons. It didn't sink in the way that it did when I was taking this class, but she says, you know, make sure you go sit with the tree. Go sit on the tree, because the tree is going to help to provide you with some information here. So we sat on the tree, we were having a conversation, and I got to tell you, those downloads were coming so rapid that the question that I had, I was getting the answer to, because you know what that tree is? It is a neuron. It is designed exactly like your neuron in your brain. So now do you see how the brain and nature are one? It is no coincidence. Understand, this is not random. That when you're looking at a tree, you're really looking at yourself. And this is so important that we connect with nature. It is so important that we connect with nature. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewell Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewell Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings, and welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And the topic of our show today is how the nature and brain are one. And again, it's understanding that that we are, like we were just discussing, when you look outside the window, how, you know, when you're looking at a tree, you're really looking at your brain. You have to understand this. And when you fully understand how a neuron is even designed, you will see it 100%. But, you know, none of this is random. None of this is a coincidence. And, you know, one of the things that we definitely don't do enough of is connecting with nature. You know, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, Dr. Jewell was on, and she referenced about how we spend, She was stating how money is spent on a watch. It's not how we spend. She was just referencing how money is spent on a watch, how sometimes it's just hundreds of thousands of dollars. And sometimes when you do go into these watch stores, how, yes, you know, some of the quote-unquote designer watches, you know, what they cost. And she said, well, what are you watching? What are you watching? Because we're the only species on the planet that is wearing a watch, because that tree doesn't have a watch on. Dogs, cows, horses, you know, pigs, birds, they don't have watches on. You know, the plants don't have watches on. The water, the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, they don't wear watches. So why is it that we're watching? We're wearing a watch. And it's a big aspect of it is because what? We are disconnected from nature. You know, what were people doing before there was ever a watch? How did they know what time it was? How did they know when the rain was coming? They didn't have the Doppler. They didn't have the news. They knew because they were aligned with true time, with natural time and nature, right? Now we're just so removed from that. And, you know, I was speaking with a client earlier today, and we were discussing how just how we are really our culture, we're kind of behind the times. You know, when we look at ancient culture like the Egyptians, you know, they were way ahead of where we are today, all right, way ahead. And even though we hear the word ancient, the truth is they were way ahead of, we're trying to catch up to where they are, you know. And one of the challenges that we are faced with today is lowercase a and lowercase I, and that is artificial intelligence, how we are depending on this for our lives, for us to basically function. And this is one of the challenges. We are just getting so consumed, and we're not spending time in nature the way that we're supposed to. You know, I was also explaining to my client today that, you know, if you look at a horse that's standing outside during the winter, right, it's freezing outside. The horse doesn't have boots on and a fur coat and a hat on. So how is it that horse is able to be outside in that weather? Let's say it's 10 degrees below zero. How is the horse able to be outside? Because you know what? Their bodies know how to adapt, right? To whether it's the heat, whether it's the cold. You know, we are the technology. We are the AI, okay? So lowercase a, lowercase I is artificial intelligence. Uppercase A, uppercase I is absolute intelligence. And that is what we are aligned with, absolute intelligence. But because of where we are and how our bodies are functioning, how our minds are functioning, we are quite misaligned today. Everything is off. And, you know, when we look at dis-ease, and it's not about cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, it's not about what the disease is being labeled. It's just the fact that the body is even, that this is even being created in the body, right? Because we have to understand how disease is even created to begin with. Because once again, our bodies are 100% divinely orchestrated, just like that tree, just like that plant, just like those flowers, just like the animals. We're not any different. But because of where we are in our emotional bodies and our lack of information, this is why, and lack of purpose, okay, that we're not in our purpose, that this is why the body is experiencing dis-ease. And a big aspect of the lack of information is understanding plants, our relationship with our relationship with nature, the disconnect with our relationship with nature. You know, and there are a lot of people out there that work with plants and trees and, you know, botanically, they're working with botanicals, right, and still not making the connection. And for those of you that have ever studied Marcus Garvey, you know, they said that, you know, Marcus Garvey used to talk to plants all the time and that the plants would respond. You know, he was definitely aware of this. He was aware of a lot, okay? This was definitely a living God in action. This was definitely a living God in action. But it was, you know, it's understanding that he understood the oneness. And we need to get back to that. You know, if we were aligned with nature, true time, okay, not this calendar and clock that are both artificial timing devices, if we were truly aligned with time, I mean with nature and natural time, we would not even remotely have half of the challenges that we have. You know, it's not a coincidence that you can utilize a plant in order to heal yourself, okay, in order to heal yourself, you know, but we've become so misaligned from how our bodies are even the brilliance and how designed that we don't even take into account that they truly, absolutely, 100% have the ability to heal themselves. But if we don't know anything about our bodies, we all may have taken a biology course here and there, but what do you really know? And we're not even getting the full information. Like I said, I've been in practice for 20 years, and I'm just getting information today about how our bodies are functioning, how they really function. You know, some of the things I'm learning, I mean, I am just completely just blown away that we're getting a smidgen, okay, like a crumb, right? But this is why it is so important that we seek out to get the information, be able to access the information about the truth of who we are. So in a moment, in a few moments, we're going to be bringing on a very special guest, and we're definitely going to be talking about how nature and the brain are one. But, you know, I'm going to invite all of you to do that, is to go out and just sit with a tree. Just go and sit with a tree. And we're actually going to hear from someone later who had a really profound experience with sitting with a tree and just the information that came in. I was just, when she shared it, I was just completely blown away. And the fact that she just chose to even just do that and how it just made such an amazing difference in her, in what she needed to learn, what she needed to find out. But again, you know, the fact that she went and sat with a tree, now you can go and sit with a tree. That's definitely because you're really sitting with yourself. You're sitting with your neurons. You know, your neurons, when you're sitting with that tree, you know, your own neurons are being stimulated. They're reacting, they're responding, you know, and what happens, you know, your neurons are carrying this information, they're processing. They're carrying, processing, and what? Delivering. And boy, did she get a delivery, okay? We're talking like super first class here. And it absolutely made a major transformation for her, all right? It definitely revealed some information that needed to be revealed. And like I said, for myself, my first experience with having, with sitting with a tree. And I just want to say, Dr. Pookrum, if you're listening right now, I just want to say thank you again for that time back in 2017 when we both went out and sat underneath the tree and the downloads, the information that really helped to guide me on what I needed to do next, because that was a really interesting time in my life at that time. And that was the solution. That was really it, was sitting underneath that tree so I could attain information about making a very important decision in my life at that time. And who would have known? Because I've never done that before. That was my first experience, you know. And I love the water. I love being outdoors. We were just in Mexico for 2 weeks and being with the pyramids and the temples and the tombs, you know, and we were just there was a point where we were walking through basically the jungle, and you should have seen the trees in this jungle. Okay. It was a state park, but it was literally like being in the jungle. And I have to tell you, I made sure that I honored these trees. I hugged these trees. I said, thank you to these trees. I said, I love you. And boy, I know being in that energy, being with those trees, because that experience in Mexico was a super ultra mega califragilistic exialidocious, okay, experience for me, and I'm sure it was for everyone else that was on there, that we all highly evolved. But I have to tell you, being in nature just really made such a difference. There was even one point where we went into the city. We were in Mexico City, and the botanical gardens was not on our agenda, but Dr. Jewel said, you know what, we're going to the botanical gardens today. And it was an amazing experience because I therapeutically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually definitely needed to be in that. And again, you know, when you're working with a master teacher like that, you know, they know at a very deep level what is always needed for their children. And when I say children, I mean her students, her staff, in order for us to evolve, even if we might be in a state of resistance at times, you know, that we know that she always has the truth and the information. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and then we'll be right back, and then we'll be bringing on our super mega guest here today.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Can you hear me? Okay, greetings. Can you hear me? Wonderful. Okay, so I was just stating that, you know, pardon me there. I didn't realize that I was on mute for a moment. Okay, so we're going to welcome our super ultra mega guest right now, Dr. Jewel Pookham. And I was stating that listen, when you have a magic wand, you know, when you've been hanging out with these master teachers for a little while, you've definitely obtained a magic wand. And Dr. Jewel is definitely getting ready to bring the magic. She's just going to share just a wealth of information with us today and to really bring us the knowledge and the wisdom. And please, you know, get your pen and your paper ready, because what she may say in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, who knows, maybe in 15 minutes, what you get in that 15 minutes is basically you graduated from high school, okay? Get ready to go on to college. Okay, so let's bring on Dr. Jewel. Okay, so I think it's just something just going on technically, but she will be on in just a moment. So we were just stating earlier about how, you know, again, it's just really important that we connect with nature, you know. And I have to say that even in my own upbringing, you know, I was, you know, I didn't have many health challenges growing up. I didn't have many health. My health challenges came along later, right? And when I say my health challenges, just some of the things that I had experienced with my health, you know, it was definitely an evolution that I was going through. I can say that consciously, but just, you know, growing up, and I think it really has a lot to do with just the fact that my mother had her hands in that dirt, you know, that she had this energy in regards to just knowing. And it's not even, excuse me, I said it again, it's not dirt, it's stardust. It is stardust. Having her hands in that stardust, and with her being the mother, you know, this is the energy that she was vibrating throughout the house. So it's very important that we do align ourselves with nature and get our hands in the stardust. So it's not, this is not dirt, this is not soil, this is stardust. And for those of you that do love the plants, you know, you do love plant, you do love horticulture, you know, if you ever choose to study here with us, there are things that you are going to learn that I guarantee that you've never heard about nature. So I believe that our master teacher is here, Dr. Jewel Pookham.
Greetings. How are you?
Wonderful. Welcome, Dr. Jewel. How are you?
Okay. I'm great. Thank you.
So we are just so honored to have you here today. So we're talking about how the nature and the brain are one. So, you know, if you could just bestow upon us, you know, and just expand upon how this really all comes together. So we could definitely give our listeners a visual and why it's so important they really actually learn about their brain. I mean, from different perspectives.
Well, we're seeing so many interesting circumstances and decisions and actions that are being taken that are demonstrating very quickly that the decisions and the evaluations were not in the best interest of the originator or everyone else that's being affected. And when we see this over and over and over again, we have to recognize that there are major aspects of the physical body that are not in order. And so many people still are not aware of the fact that the greatest machine, the greatest biological living organizational system is the physical body. So everything originates from our bodies via our mind and its translator, the brain. Now, most people still do not recognize that it is the brain that translates the thoughts or the thinking that occurs within the mind. So many people are mind. Okay, is that accurate? Because where does the brain fit into your life? And this is a question. Ask yourself, where does the brain fit into your life? How much do I really know about my brain? Okay, when did I get any type of formal education about my brain? How to use it? How does it work? Of course, we're being shown pictures, but what does that really mean? Because this big blob, literally, of all this wrinkle stuff is really responsible for me to be able to sing and dance and write and run and type and do all these different things. It's very difficult for most people to image that. So when we then begin to polarize, that is to break it down and look at it very closely under greater magnification, we come into something that is so amazing. The brain, this blob of, you know, shiny, wet-looking tissue takes on the exact landscape of a great example, the Amazon rainforest. And every tree and every shrub, every bush literally contributes to the translation of your thoughts. And those specific cells that look like trees, shrubs, little bushes are known as neurons. They are obviously very conscious and they have incredible skills because they can take any thought from your mind, charged, and then they actually translate it. They turn it into a liquid, a chemical. This is so important. So the brain takes something that you can't put your hands on. It's not tangible. Your thoughts. Not until the brain translates it into a liquid. Now check this out, a liquid. And that liquid is then what? Transported throughout your entire body so that every cell in your body then knows chemically what you were thinking. And then from there, there's a whole transaction and a whole schematic exchange of energies that bring about select functions of every aspect of every cell in your body. And that's how you're able to stand on demand, sit, how you're able to actually wiggle your toe right now, because that scheme of activity from mind to brain to blood to tissue, and tissue is composed of what? Cells, allows the body to change on demand from your thinking. But all of this is happening so fast in nano microseconds that we don't think that all of this is happening just because I wiggled my toe or I stood up or I decided to walk or run. But yes, it is. And so therefore, not understanding the chemistry that you are continuously creating because of your thinking, the brain is responsible for mediating what your body is going to be able to do. So that says something really big about the fact that, you know, my eating habits, the substances I put in my body, my level of hydration, and this is a big one, the quality of your thoughts determine the chemistry that they will make. Is this why my life is so messed up? Is this why I'm constantly having drama? Is this why everybody talks about I have, you know, bad vibrations? Is this why my life is so great? Everybody loves me. Everything I think about just comes to me. It's based on the capability of that brain, those neurons, to accurately translate your thoughts into its chemical analog. And you want to know how those bad boys work, because when you then put your mind on them, they can create any chemistry you want. Now, that's profound. So you don't have to have somebody call you up and tell you, oh, congratulations, you just won $1 million. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is think it. I have $1 million. That is what the brain translates into chemistry. You keep thinking that and watch and see. They will call you and tell you that. They'll tell you this, that will happen to your bank account. All kinds of things, because you gave the command to the neuron to translate your thinking into chemistry that the cells of your body will always believe what you think. So you hear these little pearls I'm dropping. It's very important that you learn this, and you've got to learn about this neuron that creates your physical world. And so my course that's starting next week, that is what we will teach you. This is a select chapter out of your owner's manual that we offer at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. To be immortal, you've got to know how your neurons function, and you've got to be able to have a one-on-one, my best friend relationship with them. Because when you can communicate with them directly and keep your blood quality of a pure consistency, it's not full of drugs, that you put into your body. So we got to stop that blaming the drugs. It's not the drugs' problem. They don't jump up in your nose or in your arm. It's you, and that comes from a higher level of behavior contained in the things that you allow your mind to contemplate upon, which you call thinking. So we got to teach you this whole cascade of reactions so that you can change your life at the drop of an eyelash when you can communicate directly with the neurons of your brain. So they're so cute, just like the trees and the shrubs. You've got different types that do different things, etc. The anatomy is very much the same, though. So I want you to start thinking that way. You look at a tree, look at a bush, you're looking at a particular anatomical life form that is in your brain on top of your neck. So I don't want to say more because we have so much information in this 13 days to share with you, but you need to know this. Just if and once in your life you can say, you know, I took a course to really understand my neurons, and now I have a better idea of how I can change everything going on around me. How I can basically change my attitude about myself, my children, my husband, that I can really submit to the things that I love doing, and I don't have to feel as though I'm sacrificing. Because did you hear that magic word? I said feel. Where does that come into the equation? Okay, because so many people are dodging their feelings. Why would a person take drugs? Okay, when the greatest pharmaceutical lab known to humanity is sitting on top of your neck in your head, known as the brain. Brain can make any chemical you need for any reason. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, I think that's all I want to share right now, because you want to become the master of yourself, and you have to learn about these sacred cells. So there's two main cells in your body that you want to definitely make sure you have the, quote, ends on. And that is the neuron composing your brain, your nervous system, your peripheral nervous system, and their best friend, the blood, the red blood cell. So we're going to offer that a little later, but you come and learn about this neuron, and I'm looking so forward for you to do that. Please go to our website, JUIS, Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, .education. Spell it out. It's not EDU. It's the whole word, education, JUIS.education.com, and look at the details. We have special arrangements for those of you who, you know, are invested in a lot of other activities. We can still work with you and show up to learn about your brain. It's so important. So many people, I made a mistake here. That wasn't a good idea, was it? You hear all this conversation all the time. And we know why at the university, because you don't know how to communicate and befriend and have a relationship with the neurons composing your brain. This is very important. So everybody gets all these courses, and I took this marketing course, and I took this multi-marketing level, and I'm over here networking, and, you know, all these people, and you have not ever spoken to your best friend if you're going to be a master of the outer room, and that's known as a neuron, right in the top of your, right in your head, on top of your neck. So please join me. Thank you so much. Wonderful Dr. Pearman, for allowing me to have this moment on your show to just talk about your expertise. So see, Dr. Pearman, she's an expert. She's telling you, back with neuroimmunology, okay, but that is definitely understanding how that neuron is translating what it perceives from the environment relative to you and who you are and what your purpose is in life. And then, of course, we have universal principles. Oh, boy. We talk about something here at the university known as cosmic vaccine. Do you understand the power of cosmic vaccine? If you haven't heard about it, you want to, and you want to make sure that you have that traveling through your bloodstream, because nothing on this planet, in this environment, can overrule and invade the body when cosmic vaccine is flowing through every artery and vein. And guess what? You make it for yourself. You make it on demand. And the universal principles teaches you how. So again, let me see you next Tuesday. And we will begin to befriend your neurons. It's a wonderful thing. So thank you so much, Dr. Pearman.
Oh,
and please tune in tomorrow for Universal Principle Support Group. That's what you want your neurons to make, the chemical analog to the laws that govern this universe. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so
love you
much. Love you, too. Thank you for taking the moment to drop the mic of information that we all need, every single one of us. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Wow. Okay. So thank you once again, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, for bringing us such a wealth of information. And yes, she will be teaching Think Like a Neuron. Now, I took that course, I want to say 2 years ago, and things changed for me tremendously after taking that class. Definitely. Again, I've been a practitioner for over 20 years. You know, many times people make the assumption that we have this wealth of information, which we do, but it really requires all practitioners to study, to really learn more. And there's just so much out there that we have not learned. And this information is not just for me. This information is for you. It's for everyone. This is about you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. You want to have better control of your reality. You want to experience joy and abundance. You know, it's not going to be about having $10 billion in your bank account, okay? That's not even about the truth of our existence. That's just an aspect, all right? Having this connection with you and your body and nature is really where the true wealth is. It was never about this piece of paper, which is another artificial piece of information that we've been given that definitely keeps us off track about the truth of who we are. And, you know, we definitely also teach classes here about that as well. It's just so much that we are not getting. So again, you know, come and learn about your brain. As Dr. Jewel said, your best friend, you know, your best friend is a neuron. It is here for you. But you know what? What do? We shut it down, turn it off. You know, there's just parts of our brain. You ever know someone that never leaves the block? You know, they don't go anywhere. They just stay in the same neighborhood. They don't travel anywhere. They're just so fearful. Well, guess what? This is what we do in our brains. And this is what happens when we have the same repeat experiences over and over again. And then we're wondering why things aren't changing because we're not moving to other parts of our brain and using other neurons in order for us to be able to process the information that we really want to be able to process and download. But we get stuck in the same area, which means we keep replaying the same recording over and over and over again. And when you learn how to think like a neuron, that story is definitely getting ready to change. So we invite you to come and take the course. The class is beginning September 3rd. Okay, that is next Tuesday, September 3rd. So please, we definitely invite you. And then you can still enroll, as Dr. Jewel said, with 6 universal principles you must know. What? And, you know, I sat in on a class the other day, and, you know, we were covering the mirror principle, right? And, you know, it's quite intense when you're learning about the mirror principle because you're really learning about you, right? And you're unfolding your existence, your reality. But you see, it's these universal principles that are going to aid you in understanding also who you are in this existence. So now if you think about it, we have think like a neuron going on. That will be next Tuesday with Dr. Jewel Pulcrum, 6 universal principles you must know, which you can still enroll with. You know, you will get the replays, right? You will get the replays, and again, these are what you need to also know, learn and know, because this is really going to aid you into becoming into your full existence. So you still have time. You can go to the website, www.juis.education, juis.education. And once again, you can enroll in both courses. So once again, thank you, Dr. Jewel, for that wealth of information. But now we are going to bring on another special guest. Ms. Tanisha Jones, she's getting ready to come on, and she's going to share her experience with sitting with her neurons and sitting with a tree in order to be able to access information. So is Tanisha here with us?
Greetings, Dr. P. I'm here. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Welcome, Tanisha. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, you know, we just had Dr. Jewel on, and she was talking about the importance of understanding about your body, understanding, really, definitely understand the importance about your body, developing a relationship with your body. Also, you know, she briefly talked about what was happening in the Amazon. You know, when the Amazon is burning, so are we, you know, because again, we are one with nature. And one of the challenges that we experience, that many of us experience, is called cognitive dissonance. You know, the news is on, we're sitting back, and we're not understanding how that we're looking at what's happening on the news. We're really looking at ourselves, you know. And, you know, we really do need to be more aligned with that. And I'll talk about that later, so how we can really become aligned with this, so we could really aid the Amazon in, you know, getting the rain that it needs to shut this thing down that's taking place in Brazil right now. So, Tamisha, can you please share with us, you know, if you can kind of take us through the evolution of just where you are in your life right now, and you know, just sort of paint the picture for us, so, you know, our listeners can understand why you even chose to go sit down and go sit with a tree, really an aspect of yourself, quote unquote, the neuron.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I'm in the process of fulfilling my purpose, and I was having difficulties before I came into the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program, just getting to know myself and loving myself and learning, getting more brain tissue. And just recently, it was my first time, first experience sitting with a tree. And being judgmental, I wasn't really expecting anything to happen. So I'm sitting with the tree, and I'm ready to journal. And I'm sitting here, and a download comes, and I kind of push it out, like, that's not right. And it keeps coming back, and what it's telling me, it's time to remove yourself from this position you've been doing for over a year and a half. It's blocking you from moving on. And I'm still sitting there like, okay, this is not right. I'm not hearing this right. Okay, something else going to come through. So I'm sitting. And that's the only thing that actually kept coming through. So I knew it was my time to go and take care of this and remove myself from this position so that I could start fulfilling my purpose in life and move forward. And it really released a blockage. It was like something that was holding me back, and it released a lot once I did took care of the situation when I spoke on it and moved out on it, actually. And it really helped.
That is wonderful.
It was just amazing.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, well, I remember when you shared it, I was just completely blown away. And who would have known that you would have been sharing this? You know, so you said that, you know, you're moving into your purpose, and that so you went to so you made a decision to go sit with a tree and to be able to, you were trying to gain direction about your purpose. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, so what revealed itself was the block, right, or a block that was basically hindering your moving forward. Is that correct?
Yes, it was taking up all of my time, and I really didn't look at it like that.
Wow. And that's, you know, thank you so much for sharing. So listen to what Tamisha is sharing, everyone, because this is really profound. So she went, you know, she made a conscious decision, you know, to go sit with a tree, right? And as a matter of fact, I think, Tamisha, I think you shared that you sat with the tree a couple of times, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, after that I did. I sat with the tree because I'm expecting a different result. But I
okay,
did
that
same.
Same thing. Oh, so it's so interesting. So listen to what she said, everyone. Listen to what she said. That is so powerful, okay? So, you know, you ever hear the word resistance, right? We hear the word, oh, no, that can't be right, right? So when you went and sat with the tree again, you got the same information again and again. You see the power in that. And I hope, you know, the listeners are really listening here. That is just so amazing. I just think that is just so profound as to what happened, because it's not that you weren't getting information about your purpose. What it revealed was what was one of the blocks that was basically hindering her from moving forward, and sitting with the tree, sitting with her brain, asking the question, and then getting the download. Oh my God. I mean, I'm just completely blown away right now. And what is just so amazing is that you just didn't sit with the tree once. you know, you sat with the tree a couple of times, and you were like, oh, no, that
yes.
can't be right. Oh, no. And then here it is. The same information came up again, and then what
yes.
happened? You surrendered, and you made – and it's not anything personal, right? It's not anything personal about the situation that you were in. You just realized that it's time for you to move forward. You know, there's no
yes.
judgment. Right? We want the listeners to really understand that sometimes in life, we are in situations that we just need to evolve out of. It's a graduation. It's a stepping stone. You know, if we make it into this whole story and we attach emotions to it, and, you know, then it's no longer about the move. It's no longer about the transformation. Ultimately, what we're really listening to here is about a person who made a transformation, right? She was unclear about what steps were next in her life, in her reality, in order for her to move forward and go in to sit with the tree, and how the same information that was no longer an aspect of her life that she needed to be in. That was what it was. So it's not whether it's right or wrong. This information, this download that she was getting, saying it's just, it's you, this is no longer where you need to be. And if you want to be able to get to the next step, then you have to remove yourself from this situation here for you to move forward. And sometimes this is the beauty in how it shows up. So, you know, Tamisha, I want to say thank you for taking the time to share your testimony. I want to say thank you to you and Dr. Joel for being here with us today so the listeners can hear how they need, how the brain and the body, I mean, how the brain and nature are one, how the body and nature are one. And just in your experience, again, not just one time that she sat with the tree, several times, and that her brain
yes.
definitely transmitted the information that she then needed to receive in order for her to make the next step. So what happened now? She made a transformation, and that means that every single cell in her body is now responding to this transformation, and also what is next. The body is an amazing instrument. So now it's not just her. Let's even bring this into awareness. It's not just about the fact that you may no longer be taking part in this thing that you were a part of before, right? But also
right.
the fact that your body knew that it was a stressful situation for you, okay? That you knew that this was just where you no longer needed to be, right? That you no longer needed to be. There was no judgment, but if you kept going back, right? Like, oh, no, everything is fine. But you knew that there was some stress being experienced. Your body knew that there was some stress being experienced. But here it is because, again, the conscious decision was made to be able to go and access information and see what these neurons ultimately produced for you. It revealed what needed to happen. And now the body will no longer be under that level of stress anymore. And what was the stress? It was the resistance to change. It's not
yeah.
necessarily the situation. It's about complacency. It is about no longer being complacent. And sometimes we're afraid to change. And again, sitting under the tree was sharing, the brain was sharing, and now all we have to do is listen. And because Ms. Jones that is sitting here with us, she's following the commands here that we're getting right now, both Mrs. Jones and her body will now be moving in the appropriate order, and the stress won't be experienced. She's transforming. She's evolving, and all just so simple. Going to sit with a tree. So, Tamisha, thank you so much for this here. I'm saying thank you. I know that our listeners are saying thank you for that share, because that is really
yes.
very powerful. I know I'm going to go and hug a tree today, that's for sure, okay, after this.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to go walk my dog later, okay? I will definitely, and if anybody has anything to say about that, you know, listen, I'm aligned with universal principles right here. Everything is in perfection. Everything is in perfection. So I just want to share also about what else we have going on here at the Jewel University. You know, the Jewel University is 100% committed to you getting all of the information that you need about you being able to reclaim your body's owner's manual. You know, we talked about the six universal principles you must know. Again, this is, you still have the opportunity to be able to register and take that course. We have the Think Like a Neuron coming up on September 3rd. That's September 3rd through the 15th. And this will be taught with Dr. Joel. All right, so get your notepads, your sketch pads, your iPads, your pad pads ready, because she's definitely going to be dropping a wealth of information. And you're going to need it for six universal principles you must know. So, you know, you're just going to need it, period. Okay, you're going to need it. And then after that, we have Create Your Day, the 13-day creation format. And this was taught by myself, Dr. Heather Pierman. And this is about you creating your day and also learning a technique, a tool that is, this is an elevated technique here that's going to aid you in what steps you need to be doing or taking on a daily basis. So once again, you are reclaiming your body's owner's manual. You're reclaiming your reality. You are basically designing how you want your day to unfold. And so that will begin September 16th through the 28th. And these are 13-day intensive. You're in a class for 13 days back-to-back, and it is an intensive. So you're going to come in one way and definitely leave another, all right? And we have thoroughly enjoyed teaching these courses, even for ourselves as practitioners, the amount of downloads that we even get and how we evolve. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Because what? Because what's happening, we're definitely evolving. And then ultimately, we also have the DJBP, the Dr. Joel Brain Balancing Program, right? We have that as well. And this is where you're balancing the right and the left hemispheres of the brain, that they're being holosynced here. And you know what we have not gotten in school, these are the teachings that we really do need to understand the truth about ourselves, who we are, and how this brain, you know, this is just not some tissue that's hanging out in your skull. You know, this is really a cosmic instrument. You know, I was sharing with a client today, and it was great to see her, because I haven't seen her in such a long time. And sharing this information with her, and you know what, she was really getting it and understanding how the brain and the body and how divinely orchestrated it is. This brain, it is not just some piece of tissue hanging out in your skull. You know, this is how information is streamed to us all of the time. Information is being streamed to us all the time. We don't even realize it, and it's happening through what? The brain. And then the brain is then transmitting information to the body, and then the body is what? Responding. It is responding. So again, this is a really powerful tool. So again, we have the Dr. Joel Brain Balancing Program. Again, Think Like a Neuron. We want to see you there. The six universal principles you must know. And then down the line, you'll be joining me in the 13-day Create Your Day creation format course. And I just want to say thank you to Dr. Joel and to Misha Jones and to our engineer, Mrs. Felicia Muhammad, for bringing this all together, this triad of information today. It has just been such a fantastic unfolding. Check us out at www.juis.education.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us.
And
you've been listening to the
Psychoneuroimmunology
Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.